Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Kaya Biz.
Inside your pocket.
Yep, time to get inside your pocket. Yes, because we're a little bit nosy. But more than that, this helps us understand our own unique and individualistic approaches to wealth and finances. It also gives us a better perspective of our thinking, our emotions around money, and the actions that we follow through with. And it does seem as though one of the key frustrations that many of us as investors have is seeing and experiencing the dips in the market. Remember back in the first 2 weeks of April when we had the reciprocal tariffs being announced by U.S. President Donald Trump? And every other day during that month, I said to you, the markets are in free fall. They're in decline. The U.S. equities were losing their ground and their shine, and the local equity space also performed terribly. But you know what's happened since the end of April? Markets have been on a high, rallying, beating new records, and of course, setting new figures, standards, and valuations that we all are looking to target as investors. So this tells us something. Up is the direction we like when it comes to the market performance, but down is also a direction. This certainly should not solicit any kind of emotional reaction from us as investors. But what happens when we do? To talk us through the perils of emotional investing, we're joined by the head of exchange-traded products at Satrix, Yusuf Wadi. Yusuf, such a pleasure to have you with us on the show, sir. And thank you so much for your patience and joining us tonight.
Hi, Gugu. Thanks for having me, and evening to your listeners.
I'm excited to speak to you, Yusuf, because I'm actually envious of your job. Head of exchange-traded funds, you play within the entry space for so many of us as retail investors because you've gotten to evaluate, to witness the growth of exchange-traded funds. So maybe let's just start there. You know, what we're seeing in terms of the sentiment, the scene, and the performance of exchange-traded funds in South Africa.
Yeah, so certainly, you know, ETFs, and I mean, as they're known as exchange-traded funds, you know, has enjoyed a tremendous growth spurt and support by the South African investment community and the South African market. Globally, it's been a huge thing in the US, in Europe, and in other parts of the world. ETFs have grown leaps and bounds. You know, they've come from being, very niche instruments back in the early 2000s and in other markets where they were launched probably in the late 90s. But they've come to become cornerstones of most investment portfolios. And certainly that's no different in South Africa. The market has embraced them in a big way. There are many issuers offering a whole host of exchange-traded funds, you know, offering stuff from exposure to the MSCI World or the S&P 500 or the NASDAQ. And you can do so, and you can get exposure to all these, wonderful exposures to the market by simply buying one ETF on the JSE, either directly through your stockbroker or through a investment platform of your choice. So certainly it's been a tremendous ride for ETFs, and we certainly see that trend being intact for the future.
Yeah, definitely. I am passionate about ETFs because they really, for those of us who don't have the time or the technical analysis and understanding of where and how to invest, which stock to buy, which one to hold, which one to sell, they essentially give you that bouquet of various options, like a fruit basket or a chocolate assortment that you might want to purchase. But I digress, and you can tell where the passion is coming from here, Yusuf. But I also believe that this is a wonderful way to actually manage our emotions when it comes to investing, because when the markets are high, we all are jubilant. And then when they crash, we all are depressed and stumble and can't stand the declines. And maybe this is a nice reminder and a gentle reminder of managing our emotions when it comes to investing. And let's start with that particular theme. What kind of perils could we experience from emotionally investing?
Because I think, I mean, you spot on. You know, I mean, one can't underplay the emotions that goes through an investor's mind when considering an investment, right? I mean, you know, it's pretty far from an academic exercise. You know, if you put yourself in that situation, you know, you've now decided to invest, and you know, you're taking your hard earned cash and hard earned retirement, and you're now deciding, you know, to put your money in the stock market, and so you know, you'd like to make that purchase, and so it's a hugely personal and it's a hugely emotional thing for pretty much everyone. I mean, whether you're a retail investor or a professional investor, you know one can't underplay the emotions that's involved in such a thing. So, and I mean, as you know, I mean, as we've seen, you know, what tends to happen is that in the market, you know, often these emotions can be characterized by two things. It's either fear or greed, right? So when you see the markets going well and it's doing well and the markets are running and everything is doing well, you know, there's this huge emotion of feeling of, you know, and you know, we refer to it as greed, but you know, you want to invest and you want to invest quickly and you're enjoying, you know, the capital appreciation and it's going well. And the more that happens, the more you want to invest, right? And as the market gets more and more expensive and it keeps going up, you tend to find more and more people coming to the market. It's kind of like crypto. I mean, if you use that example, you know, as Bitcoin goes higher and higher, you see more and more people just, you know, getting, yes. You know, investing in this price action because it's an awesome feeling, right? But the other direction is also just as emotional. You know, if you take stock markets and let's say, you know, your previous listener, your previous speaker, you know, on the conversation of, and I think you led it into the tariffs discussion. I mean, if you think about tariffs and you know, you look at all the noise of tariffs and the negative impact on South Africa, this starts to then, you know, those emotions start flipping. You know, you start thinking about fear. You know, what have you done? You know, you've got money invested in the stock markets. You know, you're driving to work in the morning and you listen to the radio and the market commentator starts talking about, you know, a reduction in possible GDP as a result. And then all of a sudden, you know, those emotions of greed and, you know, invincibility then gets replaced with fear. And so, you know, most investors are, you know, sort of rebound between these two feelings, you know, feelings of greed and fear, and they go on quite a emotional roller coaster. And I think one of the worst things we've certainly seen that people do under these circumstances is to act emotionally, is to act on a knee-jerk reaction. So and this is something we always advocate at Cetrix, in that you kind of have to block out this noise. You know, you have to block out the noise. Mm. This fear and greed drives the wrong behavior. You know, you end up buying at the wrong time, or you're selling at the wrong time, and ultimately you are destroying wealth. I mean, there's a study that was recently, and there's plenty of these studies, but the one I'm referring to was, there was a study done on the Canadian stock market as an example. They took a 40-year period between 1986 and, you know, probably up until 2024. So they took 40 years of data, right? And they looked at that, well, if you had invested in 1986 in the Canadian stock market, you would have effectively made 24 times your money. So as an example, if you invested $1, you know, after 40 years, your $1 is worth $24. Now, you can imagine that's quite a lot. I mean, had you invested, let's say, $100,000, okay? So 24 times is a sizable return, right? However, what they've also shown, that in that 40-year period, had you missed 10 of the best days, right? Had you decided on 10 of the best days, as an example, not to be invested in the market, you would have only returned 12 times your money. So instead of your $1 being $24, had you skipped, you know, had you decided to disinvest on 10 of the best days, your $1 would only have been worth $12. So simply missing 10 of the best days would have effectively almost halved what you could have earned over 40 years. And that talks to exactly the dangers of being knee-jerky, you know, trying to time the market. And I mean, as the old, you know, the age-old adage goes, it's all about time in the market rather than timing the market, you know. And then I think there was a classic example of, you know, that kind of really brings it home.
It definitely. And Yusuf, you really are underscoring, you know, the fundamentals and the basic principles that we should all be understanding about the markets. You can't sell today because the markets are weak and think next week Tuesday that's when it will pick up. That's not how it works. You actually need to ride out the waves. And this takes me back then to, I guess, my passion for ETFs, a portfolio that you look after, and essentially an understanding of how diversification, even through ETFs and maybe even best positioned so for us as retail investors, can help you ride out those waves. Because while some stocks are up and others are down, you get the median performance, the average. And that's what takes out those shock waves for investors who might be a lot more risk averse than others.
Yeah, no, spot on. It's exactly that. You know, we've seen investors who've probably started out they started out their investment journeys on single stocks, right? So either they had a great idea from a friend, or they picked up some information on why they should buy, let's say, a certain share, and then they buy that share, and ultimately they either maybe get a little bit lucky and the share does well, but over time sometimes these shares don't do well, and because they kind of have all the eggs in one basket, because they've just bought one share, when it doesn't go well, it can be pretty nasty. You've ultimately just bought one single share. You bought just one company, and so the problem with that is that more often than not, those investors we find probably are severely affected by that. More often than not, it almost discourages them from a savings culture, because they had a very bad first up experience. And so it's precisely for that reason that ETFs have become so successful, because ETF actually removes that risk. ETFs, as you pointed out, are a well diversified basket of stocks. There's lots of different types of ETFs. So you get an ETF of South African stocks, you get an ETF of US stocks, but either way, they're all pretty diverse. And it doesn't really, matter which ETF you look at. They all simply, you basically get a very healthy diversification from pretty much all the ETFs you buy. And why that's better for investors is that the return profile you tend to earn is much smoother. The ETFs don't suffer from these sort of nasty surprises that a single share can. You got the benefit of a few stocks. And over time, as the markets do well, and as the, and as economies do better, these ETFs certainly just, tick up gradually over time. It's almost like, in deciding whether to invest or not, people shouldn't be looking at, and this goes for anything, whether it's ETFs or simply just an investment in stocks, rather than listening to the short-term noise, they should always ask themselves, do they think, and it's a personal thing, do they think that the world tomorrow will be better than it is today? And by that I mean, if you look at where we are, more and more, if you look at human civilization for the last 200 years, globalization has been intact. Industrialization continues. There's always advances in healthcare. There's advances in technology. I mean, we're living in probably one of the more spectacular advances, and certainly in modern history, in terms of the AI revolution. And as long as these things 100%. Are intact, stock markets will benefit, because stock markets benefits from people being pulled out of poverty. Stock markets benefit from innovation, because people inadvertently consume more and they spend more. And you see that flowing into stock markets, and you see that flowing into ETFs. And so we always advocate for long-term investing. Forget the noise. Don't worry about the knee-jerk stuff. As long as you've got a view that, the world in 10, 15, 20 years' time is going to be a better place for all these reasons, whether it's globalization, industrialization, technology, stock markets pull in the same direction. It's always about long-term investing.
100%, all about long-term investing. And as you say, opportunities remain all round. And this, again, is the beauty of investing in exchange-traded funds. As a beginner and even as an astute investor who's got a wealth of experience in technical analysis and investment thesis, these are still avenues for you to actually invest in. And if I'm not mistaken, we actually have more ETFs on the JSC than listed companies. Would that be correct?
That is 100% accurate. It would be ETFs and ETNs, so all exchange traded products. Uh-huh. Exactly. Yeah, there are more exchange traded products than listed stocks. Just talks to the tremendous growth in the space. That's definitely the case.
You're right. And some of them actively managed, some of them passively managed. But a quick question that we often get from many members and listeners of the show, Yusuf, is how to start investing. And I think, given that you're an industry professional and someone who can guide many of us as listeners, it doesn't take a lot of money, it doesn't take a lot of time, it just takes discipline and consistency. But just as a 101 for South Africans who aren't familiar with the Satrix 40 that listed back in 2001, if I'm not mistaken, if we can reflect on its performance and gently remind all of us, what it takes to get started, and most importantly, to keep building wealth in the long term when it comes to investing in ETFs.
Yeah, so Satrix 40, like, and certainly, you know, it's a commonly referenced ETF that we've launched because I think it's purely just been around as long as it has. You know, it has enjoyed tremendous capital appreciation.
It's the godfather, right?
it absolutely is. It absolutely is. It's enjoyed a fantastic capital price appreciation over the years. In addition to that, it pays dividends to investors, which they've been able to enjoy and you know either reinvest or spend as they see fit. I mean, in terms of investments, there's no better time to invest than now. You know, now is always the best time. You know, if when asked the question, when is the right time, the answer is always now. You know, so we've always advocated for that, and our clients have enjoyed that philosophy, and certainly that discipline has created a tremendous, you know, savings culture amongst our clients, and they've benefited from that. I mean, in terms of access, you know, clients can certainly and investors can certainly, visit, Satrix.co.za or other platforms, depending on what their preference is. And yeah, you can invest for, as little as a few rands these days. You know, technology has come a long way. You know, investments are no longer, the privilege of a few. Certainly at Satrix, you know, we're always looking to democratize the market and making ETFs and investments accessible to everyone. So we're passionate about that. Investors should certainly start as soon as they can on their investment and wealth creation journey.
100%. Yusuf, I 100% echo much of the sentiments that you've shared with us today. And Emma, a key... I guess I continue to celebrate and rally and advocate for any investor to really just get started with exchange traded funds. It's a wonderful way to democratize access for many South Africans to build wealth. And even the fact that you can gain access to these through tax-free savings accounts. So, you know, we can't complain about, you know, businesses not and corporates not making it easy for us to invest. We just need to really make sure that we get involved with our capital. Thank you again for your time, Yusuf.
Thank you. Thank you, Google.
Thank you. Yusuf Wadi is the head of exchange-traded products at Satrix, joining us tonight, essentially taking a look at the perils of emotional investing. And we've discussed this many times before, but you just need to stay calm. Don't panic. When the markets go down, don't panic. Ride it out. We're in this for the long term. It's a marathon. So if you happen to step on a stone at one particular corner, you keep going. Doesn't mean that the road is rocky all the way through to the end. There is a recovery. There is a pickup. And typically, when we look at past performance, even though we know that's not an indicator of future performance, but equities typically tend to recover incredibly well after significant declines.
Kaya Biz.
Inside your pocket.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.